أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ وعدنا موسى 40 ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. We were reading this ayat where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had promised to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that Allah will give him the Torah, which was a great, great ni'mat for the Bani Israel, and that he should make i'tikaf for 40 days. But unfortunately, behind him, Samiri, the munafiqin, his people, he made a calf, and he made the people start to worship this calf. And Allah Ta'ala says, you people transgressed and did a great wrong. With regard to that, more details comes later. But yeah, what the Mufassireen, the ulama discussed, that Allah Ta'ala had made this mi'ad, this agreement with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam of 40 days of i'tikaf at Mount Tur. So the number 40 and all numbers have also got great value. That also is established from yeah. The number one also, Allahu Wahid Yuhibbul Witr. Allah is one. And Allah Ta'ala loves odd numbers. Therefore, we find many of our things are the tasbihat which we read in our namaz, 3 times, etc. 5 times namaz. Odd numbers also Allah Ta'ala loves. Together with that, Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam also, wash-shaf'i wal-watr. Of the even numbers and the odd numbers also. Even numbers, we find most of our namazes are in even numbers, 2, 4, etc. And then there are odd maghrib and witr namaz, are 3 rakats, that are the odd numbers. So these also have got value. And then we find that Allah has made 5 times namaz a day for us. Then we find lot of wazifas that we have to read, lot of du'as we should read them 3 times. Lot comes in the hadith to reread the du'as 3 times, 7 times, and then 10 has got a particular value. Tilka asharatun kamila. Allah says that is 10, which is a complete number. So many du'as also that we have to read are for 10. 10 has got great value. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. So 10 has got great value. Then the number 40 has got also very great value. Yeah, also Allah Ta'ala called Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for 40 days. Many great buzurgs make the 30 days i'tikaf of Ramadan, rozas, and then another 10 days they add to it. And this 40 helps tremendously. When Allah Ta'ala prepared the body of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, all the things in the body, which was all his limbs, the organs, heart, liver, kidneys, brains, all that also Allah did in a 40-day period. Allah's Qudrat, Allah could do it at one time, but Allah did it in 40 days. A child that is formed in the womb of the mother, in the hadith it comes, the child is formed in 3 stages of 40 days. The first 40 days is when it is just semen, and then it becomes meat, and then that meat takes on form, and the bones and the body is made then, in 3 40-day periods. From here, the Sufia from all along attached great importance to 40 days for the Islah and for the correction of a person's life. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Man akhlasa lillahi 70 yawma, 40 yawman. A person who will make exclusive for Allah 40 days, that is, he devotes himself totally to Allah Ta'ala for 40 days, he cuts himself away from everything. That is like making i'tikaf for 40 days. Then Allah Ta'ala makes the fountains of wisdom to gush from his bosom, from his heart. Allah will open up doors of great wisdom. In another riwayat it comes, a person who keeps quiet for Allah's sake, that is the important thing, that sincerity. For Allah's sake, then Allah will make the words of wisdom come from his bosom. So from here, we find that this 340-day periods, which in Jamaat also, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali was inspired with, to spend in a lifetime 340-day periods, 4 months, the three chillas. So that chilla has got a great, great value in determining the condition of people. And then every year's one chilla. And even in the Khanqa, if we spend one chilla, this has got great, great value for a person. Most of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were given their nubuwwat also by the age of 40, roughly around 40. And Allah Ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً, that when a person reaches his maturity, and that is the age of 40 also, it was the practice of the righteous and the pious that from the age of 40 they devoted themselves to akhirat. By the age of 40 a person reaches his maturity mentally also, spiritually also. And then when he reaches that maturity, after 40 the decline of a person starts setting in. His health also starts going down normally from the age of 40. He reaches the peak of his health at 40. And after that, now he will find his eyes are becoming a bit weaker. He's losing teeth. Teeth have to be extracted. All different things, and he starts declining. So from the age till 40, a person should prepare everything in his life, and from there more, he should totally now devote himself for akhirat. So 40 has got great value. And there are other aspects also with regard to numbers, which inshallah we will discuss. So the Mufassireen, Allah reward them, they have shown us from this one ayat how many things they have taken out and taught us that the value of numbers also and the status of numbers also is a very important thing. Wa akhiru da'wana.